What a glorious substance did they dream, who first embodied immortality, and in warm marble gave this world to see the earthly art that lifts heaven high its beam. Of things that only to the spirit seem, they wrought the eternal stuff of memory, and the invisible divinity that they so loved did in their temples gleam. I have no art to deify the stone, nor genius later born to limn or paint. No instrumental music do I own of choiring angel or ecstatic saint. Best by its frailties here is true love known, that in the heavenly presence waxes faint. My name is Isabel Jewell, and you are listening to another collection of Words with Music. I open the program with the poem Ideal Passion by George Edward Woodberry. It is among the poems I have always liked and remembered. And here now is some more of my favorite poetry. Klingenhagen had me in to dine with him one day. And after soup and meat and all the other things there were to eat, Cliff took two glasses and filled one with wine and one with wormwood. Then, without a sign for me to choose at all, he took the draught of bitterness himself and lightly quaffed it off and said the other one was mine. And when I asked him what the deuce he meant by doing that, he only looked at me and smiled and said it was a way of his. And though I know the fellow, I have spent long time a-wondering when I shall be as happy as Cliff Klingenhagen is.
Thank you.
any good may come to me from the cruel thorns o'er which I tread. Soft touches of humility that bow to earth my chastened head. I shall not thank the evil things that served as heaven's dumb instruments, nor give their many wholesome stings the merit due to good intents. Out of the vileness of their hearts they hissed and stung. God's mercy stood between us and allayed the smarts, and from their evil wrought my good. Silently, I say goodbye. And yet I know that men will try to catch the 8:15 as they did yesterday. That friends will say the same familiar things. That I will thrill again to winter's sky, to breakfast bacon, candlelight, the faint train whistle in the night, and all those homely, precious things the eager joy of living brings. The morning papers still will say, continued fair and cool today. Lovers will kiss, and after dark usurp the benches in the park. But this I know is also true. Here ends a world I lately knew. brings me to the end of this book of words with music. I read poetry by George Edward Woodberry, Edwin Arlington Robinson, George Henry Boker, and Corporal LeVan Roberts. Milton Charles played the organ music. And now this is Isabel Jewell sending you her love and saying goodbye. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.